of inflation, of gas prices, of settling the dispute between Russia and Ukraine without war, or to settle things in a peaceful way in the Middle East, he overwhelmingly outpoints her. Now, the last time I saw this was with Reagan in the closing days of the 1980 election. Reagan's landslide was not as big as people remember it. Go back and look at the statistics. He won comfortably, but it was not a blowout. And we didn't know a week out whether we would win or not. It was trending our way. Exact same dynamics that we see today, but you didn't have a deep state prepared to steal that election. These people are quite open about their plans, whether it's Mary McCord and the crew over at Georgetown, or whether it is the talking heads on MSNBC, or whether it's Jamie Raskin. I mean, they're very, very open about their plans, and I think we need to realize that. And I agree with you. I hope the president will address it.
And I understand he they don't make it his main focus, because they'll spin it that, oh, he thinks he's going to lose. He's getting ready to challenge it. No, they're saying they're not going to certify him if he wins. They're top strategists. They're saying he's going to kill people with the military. That's outrageous. Harris is saying it on the stump multiple times on Fox News with Bret Baier. And he needs to go, lady, you're the one that's, you know, whoever's running the White House, he can make that point, that was selected. You didn't get one vote. You talk about dictator, anti-democracy, and then you're the one who has these orders out for the military. Why are you getting the military ready for civil unrest and to kill Americans? I don't want the military to kill Americans. The military doesn't want to either. I love our military. That's how he responds, and it will nail her ass and take this away from them. But if they're warming it up and getting it ready for the crisis they're about to pull, the false flag or whatever it's going to be, we're going to get hit with our damn pants down here, Roger.
Look, I'm praying that that doesn't happen. I've talked about the role of prayer in the upcoming struggle. I believe very deeply in it. Spoke about it at the Reawaken America event in North Carolina this week. I just put it online a few minutes ago. The other thing, Alex, I got to comment on is having Liz Cheney out there endorsing you. This is absurd. Liz Cheney lied and suborned perjury in the January 6th committee hearing, specifically regarding me and General Flynn and others, including the President of the United States. Her father's a war criminal, lied us into war in Iraq when he knew that they didn't have nuclear weapons, did not have, had no involvement in 9/11, and now embracing her as if she's some great paragon of virtue. This is someone rejected by 40 points by the people of Wisconsin. They see things in terms of Republicans and Democrats. That's an error in this period we are in. This is a struggle between the outsiders and these globalist insiders that have dominated both parties. The Cheneys don't get you any votes. They just seem to think that they do. Oh, we have Republican support. This other fraud. Oh, well, two defense secretaries, the former chief of staff and the former head of the National Security Agency under Trump, all say he's unfit. Wait a minute. Didn't Trump fire every single one of them for incompetence or insubordination? And then after they were canned, they suddenly decide that Trump's unfit? They didn't think he was unfit when he appointed them. So this is yet another fake narrative. Oh, the people who know him best are not for him. No, a small band of people that he canned because they were trying to dilute the America First agenda, or they were just generally incompetent, got fired, and now they've decided, oh, he's unfit. It's an absurd narrative, but they just keep repeating it over and over and over again.
I was about to say, there, it's like Elon Musk pointed out, whoever's writing the globalist talking points should do a better job, where for years up until the debate with Trump, Biden is the smartest person in the world other than his son. He's as sharp as a tack. He's incredible. He has the greatest grasp of knowledge ever at the meetings, photographic memory. He's just an orator and just a writer in general that would make Shakespeare blush, even though he's a very famous plagiarist. And then instantly he's a total senile moron idiot. And then he disappears for 8-day medical emergency. They put out a fake letter. He's resigned. Then they install him. And then Pelosi admits it's a fake letter to cover her ass. I mean, that's a coup. And Trump's made a big deal about it, but that should be made an even bigger deal, Roger.
Yeah, I agree with that. And specifically, Kamala Harris needs to be called out on what she knew and when she knew it. Go back and look at the day after her debate, the day after Biden's debate with Trump, when she melted down on national television, She said, no, he's sharp as a tack. There's no problem there. So when did she decide there was a problem there? She's never been called on to address that. It's really quite extraordinary. I agree with you, Alex. I think that needs to be part of our messaging as well.
Roger, I want to do 15 more minutes with you. And I mean, I agree that I'm optimistic because obviously he won because there was a landslide. They stole a bunch of it, but he still won. 2016, it wasn't as big a turnout. He still won, but they were able to steal it. From what I see on the ground, and almost everybody I know who also knows a bunch of classic liberals, but they're not anti-American and they're not against themselves. They understand prosperity's gone out the window with the Biden-Harris. It's only going to get worse. So they have some self-preservation instincts. And people I know that are working at the different polling places, I've talked with some of them, they say, even in liberal Austin, it's a landslide for Trump. And people just don't want to, tell pollsters or tell anybody they're for Trump. We know that's a phenomenon, but that it's massive. Now, the black folks aren't scared to say it. So we've seen, obviously the numbers explode there and Hispanics as well. But a lot of woke white people actually aren't as woke as they were. They've actually woken up to the fraud. So how big a factor is that? And how would you quantify that factor?
I think it's a huge factor because it makes what will come later not credible. That's why the whole notion of trying to make it too big to rig is not ridiculous at all. At a minimum, the American people will see the breadth of what I think is coming. Now, how do we extrapolate that other than just our guessing? All of these early voting numbers are extraordinarily encouraging, whether they're in Florida, whether they're in Arizona, for example. Really extraordinary. Republicans are turning out at levels we've never turned out before. The mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania, thanks to the great work of Cliff Maloney and others there in the Pennsylvania chase. For the first time, we said from the beginning, if a third of the mail-ins were Republican, just one third, we were well positioned. We have hit our number. It's almost a miracle. It's due to a lot of very, very hard work by people on the ground. So there are extraordinarily encouraging signs that there's a wave coming. The bigger it is, the harder it is to justify what I think they may have planned.
Roger, I want to come back and look at the open announcements that this election will stretch out a week, maybe more, the foreign ballots, how we should counter that, and what we should do as Trump supporters coming up on November 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 12th, 13th, when they're just, more ballots. Oh gosh, Biden-Harris is getting closer. Kind of a replay of what we saw 4 years ago. How do we respond to that? How does Trump respond to that? Because we know they're doing it. It's going to happen. And what do we do when there's a, God forbid, a mass shooting in a polling place and they claim a Trump supporter did it? I mean, you can write the rest of the script. We're down to the last few pieces of the jigsaw puzzle. And as everybody knows, when you start a jigsaw puzzle, it's hard. But when you get down to the last 10 pieces, it's super easy. And I'm not even speculating now. They've told us what's coming. They're blaming us. They've already cast us as the terrorist. How do we respond to this? And what are the different scenarios you see? Cyber attacks that the feds say are imminent and all the rest of it with Roger Stone. StoneZone.com. Check out all his shows and the great work he does. The globals work around the clock to silence him. That's why you should boost Roger Stone and InfoWars and what's being launched by some great folks I'm working with. On X at AJN Live, at AJN Live. You definitely want to follow us there.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization of private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus, but as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The InfoWars system.